welcome to Kiki and Kibitz.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Utah edition of Ayanla Fix My Life. This week, we talk with Whitney Rose and discuss why she feels the need to have important conversations with friends at parties while drunk, like she's still in a sorority. And after the commercial break, we will hear from Mary Cosby, who hoards clothes, houses, and grudges like a Scorpio with no credit limit or scruples. I'm Stacey Noel Connor, ready to twerk my way through this week's episode of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City with my co-host and sommelier of the luxury life, Jordan Ross Myers.
Hey, hey.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we took last week off, and last week was a big week. But this week, I don't know, they just keep on coming. Like, this was not a transitional week. This was still a lot of, like, good, juicy stuff, which started off with one of my favorite Salt Lake City kids, Jack, roasting his mother about a microwave hot dog.
Yeah. I like how we've talked about before her split image with the perfect Mormon wife, but she can't even cook.
Right.
She's like the least nourishing mother.
Yeah, she's the mom that I would aspire to be in that sense. I'd be like, I'm not cooking for you. I'm like, no.
She's way cooler than I expect.
I would agree with that 100%. I mean, like, she wants to start she's starting a company with her kids, like, to teach them stuff. I mean, we'll talk about that a little bit later, but I think that's really cool. Like, that's another way to, like, spend time with your kids, but also teach them about business and about money and, like, you know, goals and dreams and do something that they want to do. So I think that's really cool. I think she's a cool mom. Yeah, I got props for her.
And it works for her, too.
Mm-hmm. Every family's got to figure out their way of family-ing. I don't know if that makes sense. But anyway.
Her version is moguling.
This is true. You know, but I prefer her version versus, like, you know, the Rupert Murdoch version of moguling. So there we go.
Yeah.
So Jen is throwing a party for Sharif. I love it every day.
I loved her terms for it. Who was she? Was she talking to Stu?
No, she was talking to her other assistant. I forget her name.
There are like four.
Yeah. This is like her second assistant.
I like, though, the way she described how the event needs to be Shaw-mazing, Shaw-bulous, and Shaw-lamorous.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
And unless she's like having it like at a Top Golf place, it's like combining golf and hip hop, 90s hip hop. So it's like, let's do this. Like, hello. But then we have like Mary, which she's finally back. She's been gone for like two episodes. Like, it was like, was she demoted to friend of, or is she still like a main cast member?
There's a lot of talk about that. I would say that she's been demoted to friend of mid filming. What do you think?
I mean, I think they're just, I think that they don't know what to do with her. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like there might be a little bit of Monique-ing of her, to reference Potomac, you know, because after the fight, the Monique and Candace fight, she, you know, Monique was kind of ostracized from the group.
Yeah.
And, but it also, you know, I understand why, but I also think that there could have been other filming with her, you know, with some of the cast members. So I don't know, but at least, but coming back to Salt Lake City, Mary is back and they're doing stuff with her. But, you know, when she was talking about thing is, like, I'm like, oh, Mary should be in there more. I still don't like Mary though. Like, I just don't like her. Like, cause I think she's a fraud and a liar. And even without like hearing a lot of the stuff that we've heard, like, just the way that she's acting is like not adding up. Basically my gut instinct is saying, no, she's not real. But because, like, okay, well, she's getting all upset about not being invited to Jen's party. And I understand filming wise why that would be annoying, because you're like, I'm trying to be a part of this show. And if I'm not invited to parties, then I'm not going to be parts of the show.
Exactly.
But as an adult, I go, it's her party. She can invite whoever the F she wants to. And I wouldn't want to invite somebody who has been insulting to me. You know, I wouldn't, and somebody I don't consider a close friend, like, no, it's her party. She can invite whoever she wants to. So the fact that, like, Mary's then crying about it, I was like, nah. And then when Whitney came over and she's talking about how the other women were saying that they were scared, I was like, that's a lie. I was like, the way you're talking about this, I was like, I'm pretty sure you're lying. But anyway, I'm moving ahead. Sorry. I had fat burger. And so like, it was really good. I had it delivered. It was like so good. But Charlinda was back.
Yeah.
Which was nice to see. And there was a nice little like a snarky editor's cut about like Mary was saying that she didn't have Robert to bring her food and or bring her things. And then there was this editor's cut to Charlinda looking up. And I was like, God, I love editors sometimes.
They're really good on this one of making these side background characters really amusing.
Mm-hmm.
Like the kids, Jack and Henry. Mm-hmm. Brooks has stolen the show. Charlinda's like the new Rocio Vanderpump.
Oh my God, yes, she is. I would love to see Charlinda more. Just like I want to see Sharif Jr. more, which we got more Sharif Jr. last week and we got more Sharif Jr. this week. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, let's see more Reefy Jr., please. Please.
You know what I was into with this Mary thing? All the houses.
What the F? I mean, oh my gosh.
So I didn't know this, and I knew her place in Salt Lake City's really big and fairly expensive for Utah. It's like pretty nice, but it's 20,000 square feet.
20,000?
20,000. She said it, and Whitney, I think, said it.
Whoa.
That's nearly twice the size of like Kyle Richards' house.
Mm-hmm.
It's bigger than Lisa Vanderpump's first mansion. I mean, just to give you scale, it's huge. It's half the size of the White House.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Dude, and she still has to put her clothes in her bedroom.
Yeah, I'm wondering what's going on in those other rooms.
Mm-hmm.
It's two people living there, her and Robert and her son. The point is, it's a mega mansion and she's still clothes. The other rooms must contain like, it's like Grey Gardens, but
yeah. I mean, Whitney said it. She's like, she's a high class hoarder or something like that. I was like, oh, thank God. Cause I was like, that's not her closet. That's your bedroom. Like you just like mucked up your bedroom. You have this giant bedroom and you put shit all over it. I was like, no.
And from like a hoarder's perspective or like amateur TV psychologist perspective, it's very clear that's her room. She doesn't sleep with Robert.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in separate areas of the house. And I feel like she uses all those clothes around her bed to form some kind of barrier in her romantic life.
Kind of like when you're a little kid and you put all your stuffed animals around you to like you protect you from like the boogeyman and stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking at her room as like a reflection of her personal life or her heart, whatever. And it's very clear she lives alone in that room and she surrounds herself with these expensive things as a barrier.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she is a label whore. I mean, like, you know, she's like, I've got my Balmain pants, my Gucci shoes, and my top made from Milan. And it was like, nobody's asking you. Like, it's one thing to be like, oh, I love those shoes. Where'd you get them or who are they? Oh, they're Gucci. Like, Whitney didn't ask.
Yeah.
Whitney did not ask where your whole bubblegum pink outfit came from. Oh my effing God. Like, I was like, what is it? She looked like a crayon. Like, oh my God. And then also like when she's complaining to Whitney and this like, kind of like, woe is me. She was like, no one has my back. And I'm not getting political. I just literally, it sounded like Trump. Like, no one has my back. Like, I was like, what? This is not kindergarten. This isn't like, I have my back, have backsies or something. You're a grown ass woman. If you have an issue, like you've had a fight with Jen, you both fought, you both were wrong. You both were right. She doesn't want to invite you to a party. Deal with it. If women don't want to talk, don't want to stand up to Jen, that's their fucking problem.
Yeah.
And not yours. Like, you have to deal with your stuff. I was like, you were a 50-year-old woman, I believe. I believe she's around 50. So it's like
about 47, 48. Yeah.
Yeah. Then grow the fuck up, Mary. Like, grow the fuck up. So like
well,
and also I just feel like she's trying to like manipulate Whitney, who has a very kind heart and, you know, wants to see everybody kind of get along. I do think so, no matter what happened at the end of the episode. Yeah.
With Mary's issue, I mean, I look at it always from the, like, inside. There's real life friendship and then there's filming friendship. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, we were questioning, has Mary been demoted? I think part of the reason she's upset is she was being frozen out of a big cast party like that is being elbowed into demotion. Mm-hmm. So it's not just Jen didn't invite me to her husband's party. It's Jen's kicking me off the show and I can't do anything about it.
Well, you know what? If she's so effing rich, she can do something about it. She can throw her own parties and tell production that they can come film there.
True. They do like that.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. That's what keeps you going with these shows is that you throw parties, you throw dinners for production to film.
Yes.
So if Mary wants that, then she needs to do that. And then she could ice Jen Shaw out of those if she wanted to.
Ooh. Oh, but that would be not, a pro but, house move.
Right, exactly. But she's not smart enough. She's manipulative in a very shallow way, is what I'm mm-hmm. saying. Like, she only knows how to do things very shallow and very, she never sees the long game in things.
Kind of childlike.
Yes, very childlike. I mean, if you have to have somebody always bringing you your meals, you're a fucking child. So
yeah,
that's me. I was obviously just very annoyed watching Mary today. I was like kind of glad to see her back. And then I was like, no, just go away again. I'm just can't with you. So just grow up. I mean, well, let's move on to Heather and Valentine's mm-hmm. Day. Like, speaking of children, here we go. A woman with three children and divorced, who does things for herself and is so fucking mature. Heather. There we go. And we finally got to see Billy, her ex-husband, in the flesh.
That's right. What was it? It was Galentine's Day. She bought all her daughters diamond studs.
Mm-hmm. And which is really sweet of her. And I thought it was sweet that they kind of did, I mean, obviously, really for production, but they did Valentine's together, you know, and mm-hmm. he brought over flowers for his daughters and stuff. So that was nice. I just, like, I kind of saw him and I was just like, no disrespect to the father of Heather's children, but I was just kind of like, ew, like, you are so better off without this guy. He seems like such a dud. Granted, people can be nervous around filming, so I'll give him a little bit of leeway there, but I just was like, oh no, honey, like, you dodged a bullet getting rid of not growing old with that thing.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, like, she has said it was a compromise or an arrangement. There's like no spark. Like, she's so cool. Uh-huh. I can't imagine her being like confined to him.
Yeah.
Be like, they're not well suited.
No.
She's like in the fast lane. And honestly, he seems a lot older. I think he might even seem older than he really is.
I think so.
I was kind of like, who is this guy? Is this her? I thought, is it her dad? Mm-hmm. A little bit. Like,
she's like this like bright light, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's like the like candle snuffer trying to go out and go around and like, you know, put everything out. Like, I mean, the fact that he withheld sex from her because of a movie joke.
Yeah. And that was that was his form of punishment for her.
That's what women do.
Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry. I would expect Mary Crosby to do that to Robert Sr. I mean, that's just childish as well. And also, like, the straw that broke the camel's back when he moved out because she wouldn't change the time of their youngest daughter's baptism for his sister. Yeah. She was like, no. And he's like, well, then I'm going to move out. Are you, like, that's a child. He was a child.
And he went through with it. That was literally the end of their marriage. Mm-hmm. I think. She said, no, I won't change the baptism. And he's like, fine, we're gone. Yeah. Like,
again, dodged a bullet, Heather. You dodged a bullet. I mean, it's better to be alone and I don't know, away from him in the church and whatever, but I know it's been hard, but still, oh my God.
I wonder if he's watching this season. I mean, it's eye opening
mm-hmm.
for their world, his family. Oh, mm-hmm. that'd be fun.
Oh my gosh. The viewing parties are like the text chains back and forth during each episode between family members.
Yeah. The Martinellis is flowing.
Oh my gosh. Keeping it Mormon. I'm like, well, speaking of marriages, though, that are back on track, Meredith and Seth are back on track.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nice to see. Like, they have worked it out, hopefully for themselves and not the cameras. I mean, although it seems like on social media that they have, that they're at least.
Yeah, I think she said they've worked through it. I don't. Did they file for divorce or was it just a casual separate? I think it was just casual.
I think it was just separation. Yeah. I don't think it was a formal separation either. But it was interesting that she did say that they had they'd kept their marriage together for the kids in the past. And so then this was keeping their marriage together for themselves. And I rolled my eyes very hard because I was like, don't ever just stay in a marriage for your kids. As the product of a marriage, which my parents stayed in for the kids for a while. I'm like, no, you're not doing your kids any favors. Mm-hmm. But it is something else. Like if you are really trying to work on, you really do love each other and things are just not working out, but you want a marriage to work between the two of you, that's something completely different. But if you're saying that you're just staying in it for the kids, then get the fuck out.
Well, she did say this time.
Yes.
This time it's on their terms, so.
And I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But Brooks was trying to be a little cock block that night at dinner.
Oh, God, he was so gross. I would be grossed out, too. I mean, it was a little bit much. But
I think that Seth, though, was really poking at him. He was really just trying to egg him on. You know?
I think that's their family dynamic. They're funny in a quiet way.
Yeah, they're not the loud, obvious jokers. Yeah. They're really the snarky, sarcastic family.
I mean, it was when Brooks, what does he say? He's like, just so you know, my bedroom is directly beneath yours. So tonight, if I was like.
And then we saw the reappearance of QAnon drunk Sarah. Episode one.
It's like two completely different people.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh my God.
Sarah, episode one, drunk Sarah, was just like a human GIF to me, or mm-hmm. GIF, whatever. Like, I mean, what did she? Oh, shiz. Like,
Yeah. She did her little happy birthday.
She was like blackout drunk.
She was. She was so drunk. And she was dressed like a Barbie from the 1980s. It was interesting to hear that she kind of has like a similar story to Whitney, although she's now on her third marriage. I was like, what? Yeah. Third marriage? Oh. And then when they're talking, we find out that Justin's ex-wife's name is Stacy.
Oh. What? Do you have something to tell me?
No. I mean, I was like, of course her name is Stacy. Of course it's Stacy. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. But okay, for all the stuff that we've heard about QAnon drunk Sarah, you know, since episode one, she did give like really good advice to Whitney. So I thought that was really like, she seems like a good friend to go to for advice, at least on television.
She was actually encouraging her to do the right, like, human thing, mm-hmm. not the TV drama thing. Like, she was like, well, I know everyone, and, like, I know she didn't mean that. You know, she was trying to smooth the situation over.
Yeah.
In Orange County, they'd be like, go throw a glass of wine at you, or, you know. Like,
right. Yeah. Right. Or they'd be like, oh, I can't believe she's saying that. Oh, and if she really wanted to say it, she'd come say it to my face. You know, and let's just keep talking about this behind everybody's backs and not talk about it to their faces. But no, she was like, no, you should talk to her and like everything, except for just Whitney just picked the wrong time to talk to her.
Oh,
I don't think. I was like, when Sarah said you should talk to her about it, I don't think she meant at the fucking birthday party. in front of everybody. It was like, no, just go over to her house and talk to her. Or go have a lunch. Maybe the four of you guys, like you and Justin and Sharif and Jen, like that. I guess Sarah should have spelled it out better for Whitney that time.
Whitney doesn't take instruction too well.
No, apparently not. But also, I just keep going, well, also, why didn't she go to... And maybe this is like a little too like housewivesy, but why didn't she go to Meredith and Lisa and say, hey, Mary says that you guys are scared of Jen and are not standing up. Like, what's up with that? Like, you should stand up for Mary. Like, I've stood up for Mary before to Jen and da 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 da. And then that would have given them the chance to say yay or nay.
But then it wouldn't be a housewives blowout. So, I mean, like, that's like the logical way, but
I know.
If we want Sharif and I never assume these people are innocent. Right. So I assume when she got the cue to bring it up to Meredith and Lisa, she knew the party's the time she can make a scene, hit them all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although she seems nice, but maybe production could have whispered that in her ear too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Because also we don't know what we don't know the timetables and stuff like that with production.
It's hard to gauge on this show because every episode, it feels like it's been a week, but I honestly think each episode is about 2 or 3 days of time. They must have filmed quickly.
It seems like that. But so Lisa spending time with her family and then going and seeing penguins, like, I'm sorry, like you can't do anything wrong with penguins. Like, it's the cutest.
Those they were at, what is that, an aquarium?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will admit I was only kind of half paying attention during that. I was like, oh, penguins, this is so cute. And I was like, I gotta go grab this and grab that. I was like, I know I should be paying more attention to this, but I'm not. So sorry, Lisa. But then they were talking about the Fresh Wolf, the men's like hair care line that she's doing with her boys.
Yeah. It's like men's boys hair care body wash, that kind of, on her website New Year's Eve. That's how exciting my New Year's was. On the Fresh Wolf site, and I caught a misspelling in one of the on the first page. So I screenshot it and DM'd it to her to let her know we respect her. She has the highest standards, and I wanted to make sure that Fresh Wolf was on fleek. So she thanked us, by the way. She thanked Kiki and Kibitz for that.
Oh, good.
Started the new year off right. We're practically Barlow's now.
Okay, yay. Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm like, have you checked? Is it been fixed?
I don't want to give the follow-up because I'm on my phone and the answer is no, it hasn't. But
oh, no.
I know she thanked us. We're basically partners, Kiki and Kibitz, Fresh Wolf. We'll send one of our interns over.
Dude, you know, I would say that they should give us, we would do free advertising, but you and Nate don't have any hair to use to try it out on.
Do they have a Bald Wolf line?
Well, they have shave gel. Maybe that would be helpful and stuff like that.
Oh, look, we've already found a new market niche for Lisa Barlow. This is why she's a mogul.
Bald men. You need to be Fresh Wolf also has bald men stuff. Head stuff. So there we go. There you go. Free for you, Lisa. Free for you. But I like the stuff with the boys and that they're doing that together, like family moguling. I think it's nice. I think it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially after Sundance, because apparently they didn't see her at all for a while. So
they had that like 14-year-old babysitter as their like mother for a few weeks.
Yeah. All right. Well, then we get to Jen's birthday party for Sharif. And it was, I made a note of this, that the women keep talking about how Jen is different around Sharif, you know, how she's like quieter and everything like that. And I was like, well, that's true. And that's what we've seen from filming. But I also was like, you know what? She's a Libra And a Libra is the scales, and a Libra is a dual sign. And it is, Geminis aren't the only schizo air sign in the constellations. Libras are too. So like, stop always bagging on Geminis, even though I'm not a Gemini. Like, people always give like, Geminis are so crazy. Geminis are two-faced. Libras can be too. Like, they're always like, oh, Libras are so balanced. No, they can like switch sides very easily as well. They're like four signs that are dual signs: Geminis, Libras, Sagittariuses, and Pisces. They are all dual signs. So she can be very changeable at times. So I think that that goes to it. And I would love to read her chart. I'd love to get my hands on that. But I feel like,
let's see if we could get her on. We can ask.
We can totally ask her. Oh my gosh. But I just definitely think that she, everybody, you know, also like, he could just be also a very calming force in her life too. You know what I mean?
That's how I see it. Because, you know, she does go to him for his Coach Shaw talks or Coach Shaw chats or whatever. Like, he really does. She turns to him for stability. And I think he does kind of try to make her be a better, less petty person.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think he's a grounding force in her life. Mm-hmm. And it's better when he is there, and she feels better when he's there. And so, and she has that. And also, if she was a person who was hiding her true self, she wouldn't put it on display on a reality show like this.
True.
Not in a marriage, not like that. You know, it's one thing with some other stuff, like in, if you're trying to hide, I don't know, money, I mean, well, I don't know. We just talked about frauds and like Erica Jane and everything like that. But yeah. I think if you're trying to do it with a marriage, like you're trying, like if she was hiding who she was, well, she's already shown the other side of her. So on camera very quickly. So she's not hiding it from the cameras then. So there we go.
Yeah. I don't think she's like demure with him. I think she just, like you said, is a more grounded person.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that when they say like Jen kind of plays up too much for the camera, like with the drama, but she's been friends with like Heather a long time. And the way Heather handles her, you can tell that's who Jen Shaw is.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
Like she knows her. She knows what's going to happen. She's like,
yeah. She's like, yeah, this has been going on. This isn't just camera Jen. Mm-hmm. This is just like, you know, some friends, you know, to hold them back in the bar. Others, you're just like, I don't know them. Mm-hmm. Heather knows what to do.
Yep. Oh my gosh. In the like getting ready sequences before the party, we saw Brooks styling Meredith. And I was like, there you go, Brooks. You took my advice. Be a stylist. There you go.
Yeah.
I think it's perfect. Like he had it down. I thought she looked great, and I thought it was perfect. It was like, yes, it's all labels. It's very hip hop. Like it's very she right now. So yeah, there we go. You got it. That's it, Brooks. Mm-hmm. That is it right there. Do the look. You're better than Mikey Minden. There we go.
Oh,
fighting words. And then I love it how like she's telling Sharif like how to go. She's like, this exit is like to Popeye's chicken. And he was like, oh, get a shrimp. Yeah. And it was like, she said that he doesn't eat chicken. I was like, how has he not had a Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, that chicken sandwich. Now, some people say it's overrated, and I love myself a good fried chicken sandwich. I love fried chicken. I love fried chicken sandwiches. I think theirs is actually one of the best. I love it. It's so good. I do love it.
I've had it, and it is. It's quite exquisite.
It's big too, because you're just like, oh my gosh, like sometimes I have to eat it in two parts and sometimes not. but I need to talk to him about why he doesn't eat chicken. And
that's not a religious thing, because he's Muslim.
Yeah, so that's, it's probably preference.
It just has to be, because
but I'm like, can't you make an exception for fried chicken at least? Like, I mean, I'm from Texas, and I'm just very much like, you fried, I'll eat it. Like, I pretty much will eat anything as long as it's fried. I don't care. I love fried anything, but especially fried chicken and chicken fried steak. Oh my god, it's my favorite. But yeah. Okay. Enough about that. Let's get back to, we saw my boyfriend, Sharif Jr., and my other boyfriend, Stu Chains. and he called himself Stu Chains, and I loved it. I thought it was great.
Go ahead.
Oh, that was pretty much it. I was just like, they saw that. I was just glad that the editors put that in there. They just put in that brief, like, little, like, moment of lightness before everything got heavy.
Yeah, they're having fun. I think it would be fun to edit this show.
Oh, yeah.
To edit, yeah.
And I think that the fight at the end, or the confrontation at the end, happened more towards the end of the night, I would hope, because obviously it's a surprise party, so everybody's been there for a little bit, and then he finally gets there. And that dance-off part has to take a while, you know, the dancing and everything like that. And it took a while for Whitney to get drunk, so.
Whitney got really drunk.
She did. She did.
Yeah. At first, I just thought she was really nervous, kind of, especially she was stuttering with trying to get her point across to Jen about Jen being scary. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God, she's terrified of Jen. And then after like 45 seconds, I was like, oh, she's just like so wasted. She's slurring her words.
Yeah, exactly. And then I thought it was funny because Heather tried to help her out, but Heather's also a bit drunk too. And then Whitney gets mad. It was like, I had it under control. And I was thinking, no, you didn't, girl.
Yeah.
You had nothing under control. You were not spitting this out. And Jen was like, what are you trying to say?
Yeah.
And really, like, I think if Whitney was sober and it wasn't at a party, this would have been a completely different conversation. It would have gone way different. I'm not saying that Jen wouldn't have gotten upset at all, but she wouldn't have been that upset, because she wouldn't be like, you're doing all this, you know, and have been so crazy. Oh my gosh. And then, you know, well, so she finally spit it out that Mary had told her that Meredith and Lisa were saying that they were scared of Jen. And Jen's like, well, then let's fucking ask them, and brings them over and ask them. And granted, she is yelling at them, so I think I would still be scared. Even if it wasn't true, I would still be scared of, like,
how dare you say I'm mean?
Like, like, I didn't say that, but right now you are scaring me. Yeah. But, you know, they both denied it. They're like, no. Well, and Lisa's like, I'm not scared of you. Like, why would I ever be scared of you? And I was like, oh, I definitely believe Lisa actually on that. I don't think Lisa is scared of any of these women.
Lisa is a formidable character. Yes. I don't think, if anyone is afraid of Jen in this group, I actually think it is Whitney.
Yeah. Because she had to get drunk to talk to her honestly about stuff.
With, like, the protection of everyone around. Like, I really think now that we talk about it, Whitney was the one who was most terrified of Jen.
Absolutely. Whitney and Mary. I think Mary's terrified of Jen. Mm-hmm. Because Jen sees...
Oh, Mary is. Mary, I don't know about terrifying. Well, no, terrified. I think they're definitely the polar opposite. They're the two butting heads. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I feel like it's a game of chess between them. And right now, Jen has the cast on her side.
Yeah.
So maybe this was Mary, by pretending to be afraid of Jen, it's her way of garnering sympathy to make Jen look like the villain.
Yeah, but you can't put words in other people's mouths, you know? It's like one thing to, like, if Meredith and Lisa had conversations with Mary, where they were like, oh, well, Jen can be scary at times, or said something like that, and then Mary used that in a conversation, you know what I mean, to, like, kind of manipulate it. But Mary's not sophisticated enough to do that. She might have a lot of, like, really nice clothes, but she, like I said, like, she can't play the long game when it comes to trying to manipulate these women. She just flat out, in my opinion, and I think we'll find out, I think she just flat out lied, because she's like, no, they told me. That's what they said. They said that. And it's like, she's not like, we had a conversation and they've told me this. And she, just the way that she said it, I was like, she didn't give enough details. Like, it's like, when you're lying, you don't want to give too many details.
Yeah.
You also don't want to just be like, no, they said that and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, you need a little bit of, like, something. Like, no, we had lunch and she said that. Like, she said you were scary. And I was like, eh.
If that footage existed, editors would have flashed back to it.
Right.
That's such a good point you made. I don't think, I thought she was stretching the truth, but I agree with you now. I think she straight up made it up.
I think she did.
There would be footage of it. Mm-hmm. Like, if they were like, yeah.
Yeah. I think she's lying about it. I think she's doing it to make part of her storyline happen. Yeah. I just, if you have, if that's all you can do to make a storyline happen is like lie about stuff, then you're not that good of a housewife character, in my opinion. So that's me.
Yeah, maybe that's why she's being iced out.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. But then we also have there at the party too, Whitney tells Meredith about the, about Jen insinuating that Meredith was like cheating on Seth during the separation. Although I don't know if you consider it cheating. I don't know. And I thought it was funny that Meredith said again, I'm done engaging in this. She's like, I'm done engaging this in this. Nope, I'm not doing this. And like, it seemed like it was like twofold. Like, I don't want people talking about my marriage. I'm not going to talk about this right now. And also like, I'm upset if Jen was doing this, which she was doing that.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, and it's, yeah. So anyway, I was like, but also like the fact that Heather like ran off was like, I'm not playing a part of this. Made me love Heather even like I don't every week. I don't think I could love Heather more. And then I do.
It's impossible not to.
I know. She's like the best. She's the heart of this show. It's the best.
Could you imagine if she turned out to be the villain of this whole thing?
You know what? I think I would love her the most then. Like if she conned me that much, I would have so much respect. I'd be like, you are amazing. You are amazing to make everybody really love you that much, to like be that vulnerable, to like act that well. Oh my fucking God. Like, but yeah, like, yeah. I mean, there's the fact that, oh my gosh, Jen threw her glass. Jen, obviously, that's the one thing. Like when Jen gets angry, words are one thing. I mean, granted, I've said it before, I'm not big on confrontation, and I don't like a lot of yelling. Definitely don't like people like throwing glass and like breaking things, which is what she did. But who was it who said it? Oh, Lisa said it. She was like, she was surprised that Jen didn't pick up Whitney and throw her. So true, Lisa. So true. I mean,
yeah, she that little angry. Woman has strength.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. She's small, but she's mighty. Oh my gosh.
I'm a 6 foot tall guy, and I'd actually be kind of afraid mm-hmm. or intimidated of Jen Shah. Yeah. I would be subservient around her. Shawsis. I don't know.
Shawsis. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think we've got a sound bite right there. There we go. Well, we get to see a little bit more and the fallout next week, which I'm looking forward to. And we finally get to see Jen splashing the camera guy in the bathtubs out in the Cialis commercial. finally get to see that next week. But I guess it looks like Jen is going to confront Sharif on being angry at him for missing her father's funeral. So that hopefully will be a healing moment for both of them, but especially mm-hmm. her, because obviously she is a hurt person right now. And that is why she's like lashing out so much.
Hurt people hurt people.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, I will say this though. I really do want an invitation to a Shaw Squad party, because Jen Shah throws some awesome parties and I would very much like to go to one.
I like them. They look like she wants people to have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like they're not stuff. Obviously, she puts a lot of money and they go all out, but it's not stuffy. Like mm-hmm. a 90s hip hop theme party at a mini golf. Like, that's like my like birthday party fantasy. I want to go. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I think it'd be great. I'm going to put that on my vision board for 2023, probably, because that's might be when we finally get out of our houses. Here in LA. Oh my gosh. Well, anything else about this week's episode you want to touch
on? No, just trying to figure out for the vision board. Is it a Viz Shaw board? Like, I really want to get Shot Manish Shaunafest. I really want an invite to this party.
Shauna Festing. We're Shauna Festing. So we're gonna have to figure out how to spell that. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we're gonna do that. We're gonna Shauna Fest it. There we go.
All the way to Park City.
I will go to Utah for Jen Shaw and Heather Gay. There we go. I will do that. All right. Well, that's a wrap for this week. Make sure you follow Jordan and me and Kiki and Kibitz all on Instagram and Twitter. You know where to find Jordan, and I am Real Stacey Connor on all of them. And of course, Kiki and Kibitz. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so that we are first thing in the morning every week. So you can find us right there, sitting right there. And if you want to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, because, you know, we're desperate for attention and love.
Otherwise, that's why we do this.
Yeah, we wouldn't have a podcast otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, validate us.
Yes, please. All right. All right. Say goodbye, Jordan.
Adios.